This week, we're going to be talking about judging and judgmental and everything you need to know about judging. And to be frank, that's the reputation we have as Christians. We are A, hypocritical, and B, we judge people. And why is it that we like to judge so much? Why is it, where does that come from? But to understand biblical judgment, we have to understand Jesus. And I think the best way to do that is look at John's description of Jesus when he came into the world. This is from John chapter 1. It says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." So Jesus is living among us. "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." If you want to judge like Jesus judges, and the Bible calls us to judge, you can't have just grace and you can't have just truth. Truth without grace is being judgmental. Grace without truth is pandering, and neither is good. Let me give you an example. You have a friend who's wrapped up in alcohol. You have a friend who's having an affair. You have a friend who's addicted to pornography. You have a friend who's finding their value in their stuff. Now, you can pander to them and say, "Hey, that's okay. I understand that. I've been there myself," but that doesn't help them. You can also be judgmental and say you're being an idiot and you're ruining your life. That's true, but there's no grace behind it. What does it look like when you put these two things together? What does it mean to judge like Jesus? It says, "I love you as a friend. I care more about you than you can imagine, and this is hard for me to talk to you this way. I know you're struggling with something, and I've been there. I've had my own struggles, but I want you to have the life that God intended for you. I want you to have a life where it is full, like Jesus says, and that doesn't include a life of pornography or addiction to alcohol or finding your value in stuff. I want you to find a fullness in Jesus that is forgiveness and pushing these other things behind you." What does it look like to judge like Jesus? Just two simple things. Telling people truth, but it's only truth that comes through grace. And what I've found is the more gracious, the more loving you are to people, the more willing they are to hear God's word. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us push off this label of being judgmental. Instead, be people known as people who love individuals, who love souls so much that we're willing to tell them the things that they need to hear. We ask this in your name. Amen.